Om Shanti. 3rd January 2020. Today's special effort. While performing any task, always have the awareness that Bab Dada is with you in every action, and that the hand of your alaukik life is in his hands. That is, your life is surrendered to him, then it becomes his responsibility. Place all your burdens on the Father and make yourself light, and you will become a karma yogi angel. So this is today's special effort. Whilst performing any action, any task, always have the awareness that Bab Dada is with you in every action, and that the hand of your alaukik life is in his hands. That is, your life is surrendered to him. This is one of the most celebrated word. Surrender. So when you surrender something unto him, it becomes his responsibility. Place all your burdens on the Father and make yourself light, and you will become a karma yogi angel. This is a very deep word, and almost every religion has talked about it. But there is a difference in the understanding of this word in the Western world and in the Eastern world. If you study the Western philosophy, surrender means to accept defeat. Japan surrendered. That is to accept defeat. But in Indian philosophies, surrender doesn't mean to accept defeat. Rather, it means a higher form of dedication to the highest. The Hindi word or the Sanskrit word they use, and which is also quite celebrated word, is Sharanagati. The type of different types of Sharanagati, different types of surrender in the Vaishnav literature and in the different philosophies of India. So the word surrender doesn't mean to accept defeat in the Eastern concepts. While in the Western world, it means somebody surrenders, means he is defeated. Here, it means something higher. So, Baba says, whatever you do, just surrender unto me. And I will take the responsibility. Yoga kshemam vahamyaham. Gita says, if you surrender unto me, I will take care of you. I will take care of your everything. You need not to worry. I am with you. In the recent Murli, which we heard, and Baba gave the mantra, Baba, my Baba, my companion, come and help me. This is the mantra we have heard Baba has given. So let's try to explore, to understand this word surrender. As I said, this is a very deep, mysterious word. And what is it? Usually, the word surrender is used in the context of some higher power, some guru, god, or deity. Usually, devotees use this word, that they have surrendered to the Lord, whomsoever they worship as their chosen deity, Isht. So, what does the word implies? Surrender means no personal choices. Everything we have left unto the highest. Let him decide. I have no choices. His choice is my choice. Surrender means no personal emotions. What he thinks for me, what are his emotions for me, they are my emotions. Surrender means no personal opinion. I have no personal opinion of my own. His opinion is the order for me. His opinion is my opinion. surrender means no personal property. Whatever I have, it is His. I do not claim right to anything that I have. Personal means, surrender means no personal aim. Whatever He decides for me, that becomes my aim. Surrender means no personal ego. That is in fact the greatest barrier between Him and I. When this barrier of ego is broken, everything becomes one, He and I. Surrender means it is not the life of hardship. It is not the life of difficulty. Rather, it is the life of celebration. Surrender is not about fasting. It is about feasting. To feast means to celebrate. So it's a life of celebration. It's a life of loving dedication. There was one Italian monastery, and in that Italian monastery, ashram, a new monk, a new sannyasi joins. And when this newcomer enters that monastery, he is given the task of copying old books. Because that time there was no Xerox machine. So he is given the task of copying. So this newcomer is quite intelligent. He notices that we are copying not from the original manuscripts, but from already copied ones. So he says to the senior monk, if suppose the literature from which we are copying, if that is wrong, then we have been copying it wrong. Because this copying business is going on for a very long time. Suppose this is the original book A, then from A to the book B is copied, then C, then D, then E, then F, and right now we are here. So the older monk says, yes, you have made a wrong right point. If suppose there is even one mistake in the copying anywhere, probably we are going wrong. So the older monk goes to the storehouse. He sits there and he studies and finds out the oldest literature from which they were copying. And for hours together he doesn't come out from that storeroom. The other monks go and see, and they find that this older monk is sitting and crying there. He's sobbing. So he's asked, what is the problem? Why you are crying? The older monk says, there is a R. They don't understand what is R. So he says, the original word is. There's a joke there. Celebrate. The original word was celebrate. But while copying, we have made it celibate. So we have been practicing celibacy. But in fact, the original word was celebrate. This R was missing. The oldest literature was saying it is, you have to celebrate. But during copying, the R got lost. And they started practicing celibacy. So he was sitting and crying, saying that we have missed the R. So it's not just about celibacy. Surrender is about celebration. Surrender is not about fasting, it is about feasting. It's about enjoyment. It's about spiritual pleasure. It's about spiritual entertainment. So Baba says, whatever you do, do it as a celebration. Whatever you do, do it with joy, do it with happiness, do it with bliss. Yours is a little blissful life. In the latest Murli, which was played out in Shantivan, Baba said, in the world, they celebrate. But what you do, you celebrate, plus you give congratulations, plus you give good news, khushkhabri. that the new world is coming, that the golden age is coming. So along with celebration, you give congratulations, and along with congratulations you give good news. So that is what is celebration, surrender about. Surrender has got different meanings. So one of the meanings is this: no personal opinion, no personal aim, no personal ambition, no personal choices. Everything is his, everything is for him, everything is through him, everything is for, to, towards, in. Everything revolves around him. He is the center of our universe of life. Whatever I do, that is for him. There is nothing that I am doing for myself. It's a life of selflessness. Surrender is not so simple. It is the highest form of spirituality. Surrender is the highest stage of spiritual evolution. It's not that simple as we think it to be. It has less to do with any dress. It has less to do with any badge. It has less to do with any place. It's not that if you stay in center or if you are staying in Madhuban, that this definition applies to you. And fourth, it has nothing to do with any celebration outside. Samaroh. Surrender is beyond any dress, any badge, any place, or any celebration. Surrender is the name of the stage of the mind. It's not the name of any outside paraphernalia. Surrender is the name of the stage of mind. And Baba has taught us 7 types of surrender. The first surrender is the surrender of the body. This body is no more for your sensual enjoyment, but it is for the higher purpose, it is for the service, it is for tapasya. The first form of surrender is tan, that is body. The second surrender is man, mind. Mind has got 3 functions. What are they? 3 functions of the mind: to think, to desire, to feel. Just as soul is made of, soul has 3 powers: mind, intellect, sanskar. Even mind has got 3 powers: mind thinks, mind desires, and mind feels. So thinking, desiring, and feeling, all the 3 are surrendered. Whatever I think, that is as per his Srimad. Whatever I feel, whatever I desire, that is for him. In today's Sakar Murli, in blessing, Baba talked about the subtle forms of lust. Even to have desire for the any person, anything, any relationship, or in service, these all 4 forms of kaam or lust. Baba said to have no desires for all such things. So that is the highest form of surrender. And then third, wealth, dhan. That is the third type of surrender. Dhan. What is the purpose of earning wealth? Wealth itself and attachment to the wealth. All the things about wealth to be surrendered. The fourth form of surrender is surrender of intellect, buddhi. An intellect, as we saw yesterday, has got 7 functions, but out of 7, 3 are very important. And what are those 3? Dharan, imbibe, decide and discern. These are the 3 important functions of intellect. Intellect decides, intellect discerns, discriminates, and intellect imbibes. All 3 things. When are surrendered? Then that is the definition of surrender. Then 5th are sanskar. We have got 3 types of sanskar. The oldest, the older, and the old. Oldest are when the soul is in the supreme abode. Older are when you are in the golden age, silver age, and old are those from the copper. So, to surrender even everything about sanskar is the stage of surrender. Then, relationships and connections. All my relationships, laukik, alaukik, and relationship with myself. Everything I surrender. So my relationship should become divine. My relationship should become divine, spiritual. They should not remain laukik. They should not have even the trace of that worldliness, laukikta. So everything should be made divine. And the 7th type of surrender is the actions, karma, and their fruit. So whatever I perform, the moment I finish it, full stop, I have no further discussion about it. How good it was, how it benefited others, how well it was performed. To keep on discussing this shows attachment. I do something, some seva. When the seva is done, full stop. I don't remember anything. I don't remember even the people with whom I associated. Just a full stop. Why to remain attached and create bondage for them also? So remain as much detached as possible, even from actions and their fruit. To remain detached even from the fruit of action is even subtler. It's very deep. Because if you do good work, naturally praise will come. If you do bad work, defamation will come. But whatever, we Brahmins, in fact, we all do sat karma, good works, but even good works have a tendency to bind. There's a story of a man who goes in one forest and 3 robbers come and catch him. The first one thrashes him very much with a whip. The second one snatches everything and ties that person to a tree. The third robber is little merciful and he frees the man once his other 2 companions are away. And he tells that man, okay, go there, that is the way. So this man, a victim, he says, will you not come with me? He says, I can't come because I also fear police. So there are 3 robbers. But the first is sato, tamo, sato, and rajo. Rajo and tamo, sato. So the first robber is tamogun. Tamo means it binds, it thrashes you. Rajo, it binds you. And satogun, it frees you, but it doesn't take you to the destination, because all good works are also bondage, because they bind you with praises, with appreciation, with acknowledgement, with fame, and all other things. So good works we keep on doing, and yet see that good works do not become our bondage. Good works do not tie us down to something, because even that becomes a bondage in the form of attachment to praise, attachment to fame, attachment to appreciation, attachment to good words, attachment to words of acknowledgement, attachment to awards, prizes. they all bind. These are the seven forms of surrender. So Baba says, this is today's work or today's homework. While performing any task, always have the awareness that Bab Dada is with you, so God is with me. His blessing is upon me and He Himself is with me. I move, I live and have my being in Him. So God is with me, Bab Dada is with me in every action. And then the hands of my alaukik life is in His hands. That is, your life is surrendered to Him. What is the depth of surrender? Then it becomes His responsibility. Then it is no more my responsibility. Then He does for me. Baba has said multiple times, when you are lost in love in for me, then even the work of thinking I will do for you. Place all your burdens on the Father. Whatever there is, whatever burden of service, of thoughts, of past, of anxieties, of future worries, or anything, unnamed burdens. Place all the burdens on the Father and make yourself light. To live in that stage of spiritual lightness, Baba says double light. And then you become Karma Yogi. Angel, Om Shanti.